Well, there's a little bit of good news. In addition to the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his saving goodness. And that is that Sister is here with us, and she'll be sharing just a little bit after communion about some mission work that she and the Dominican sisters are involved with, which means that there will be a short homily this morning, which of course is not sad news for anyone today. Lord, teach us to pray. This has to be the most pressing question in our life of discipleship. What does it mean to pray? What is prayer? Why ought we to do it? What does it offer to us? Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father are the words that pour forth from the mouth and heart of our good Jesus in his work of revealing what is hidden in the heights of heaven and what is now pouring forth upon the face of the earth. Our Father. And it's not a coincidence that it's right after these words, Our Father, that he pours into this impelling statement. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. But are these things related to each other? This declaring statement, Our Father, and this asking for things, this seeking for things, this looking for things. Yes, they are absolutely and profoundly related to one another. But why? Because a life of prayer is about so much more than asking for things. So much more than treating God like a vending machine, E5, and I want an arm to swing forth to that very object and give it to me cold. Our God is not a vending machine. But he is good and loving and beautiful and true and almighty and all-powerful and all-knowing. All-merciful. All loving. That is what prayer is about ultimately. Pouring forth into this relationship that we can have this boldness that Abraham had going to the Father and asking, if but for the sake of these good ones, will you spare us? We have to have that boldness, and not merely because of a sense of obligation, but because of the audacity of love. That is what prayer is all about, a boldness and a sincerity in prayer that realizes that the prayer itself is the gift, not seeking a response, not waiting for it frustratingly or despairingly, but because our good God is all about presence, not with a TS, but a presence. And that realization that this presence is our everything. That this Eucharistic abiding, this being with, is the answer to our prayers, not just the method by which they're answered. It is the answer. It's our joy. It's our everything. It's our peace. It's our hope. It's our refuge. And so let us remember this in our asking, in our seeking, because there's no promise what we're going to find when we do seek. Not these little things and trinkets on the surface. God has nothing and wants nothing to do with those things. He wants your heart because he has given you his own completely and freely and just as boldly. So let us come asking for nothing but that fullness of love, that infinite love and mercy. Let us come seeking in truth his face. Let us allow him to hear our footsteps in this sanctuary as a knocking upon his heart, asking him to be with us and to save us and to give us strength. And so let us cry out as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, Daddy, Daddy,